You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Episode 5 of Coffee Talk with me, David, and you.
And Tamara Pacinovic Bailey.
We didn't do one of these last week. And the reason that we didn't do our weekly sort of like coffee talk, excuse me, you guessed now, haven't you? Is that we're coughing and spluttering everywhere. We think we caught COVID in the lead up to my Christmas, which was last week on the 25th of December. And we say that because your parents were like really sick when they came here, weren't they?
No, my dad was very sick when they came here. He was coughing and had a temperature. She was okay the first day, but then she got hammered the second day. And she's a corona positive and my dad is not, which is weird. But they did a test on the same day. And they're positive. So I just assume I got COVID from my mother because I was sitting near her and for Christmas Day. And I've been sick since then. Look at me. I sound like a broken record.
And your niece.
She had sore throat, but we don't know if she had COVID or nothing.
We'll talk about the lead up to Christmas in a minute. But
nobody cares about...
On the day, everybody was whacked, weren't they, really? To be honest with you.
Yes. But the thing is, nobody cares about COVID here anymore because it's not life-threatening. But my mother was feeling really bad from this grip or whatever, like a flu. She had really bad symptoms and she was afraid that she has pneumonia, but she doesn't. She did. So that's why she went to the doctor and they did a test on COVID as well, just in case. So they know what's happening. But she's feeling better now.
We're still. This is how many weeks now?
I don't know. On 26th, I couldn't even walk how bad it was with temperature. And my legs, they hurt like for 3 days. And I haven't had temperature in days now, but I just feel wrecked.
Yeah, I'm exhausted as well. We're going to go right back to before the 25th. So in the week leading up, that's from the last time we spoke to you when we were talking about Tamara making this stollen, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
How many stollens did I make?
At the end, you made five.
Five, okay. And don't you think I should make one more so it's six and then we are
maybe,
even?
Maybe, but I thought it tasted really nice and everybody else did. Although, on number...